This one's really stupid. I don't want to read this one. Christ. All right. Analyst says war on fish will end in 50 years. 3rd of November 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for On News. Somewhere in the ocean. After centuries of warfare, analysts predict that the global war on fish and other marine life will end by 2048. Quote, our genocide against trillions of fish in the sea is starting to take effect. We should finally wipe out the marine life that is a threat to the human race, unquote. This, according to one particular analyst. This would bring an end to marine terrorism, like the stingray attacks of late this year, especially including the tragic death of Steve Irwin. Analysts give most of the credit to the economy, which seems to somehow take advantage of marine terrorism efforts and has increased demand so much that accelerated the effort against marine life. If you can figure out what that last sentence means, please let me know. Quote, we also believe that people have finally become aware of the marine life threat from the death of Steve Irwin 2 months ago, unquote. Analyst also notes the report. I said I tidied it up, but I guess I missed a few things. Anyway, President Bush also commented on the news, quote, soon our children will be able to ask the question, how many fish is there in the sea? And finally receive an answer, zero, unquote, said Bush at a White House news conference. Bush also said that he will work with Congress to help the economy benefit from this and accelerate the effort in the war. Despite this news, Bush approval ratings seem to be unaffected by this new possibility due to the little progress made in the war against squirrels. Quote, we could someday live in a world without fear of marine life soon. But in order to finish it off, it's going to require an effort by the government to ignore those crazy people who think that marine life is good and pass legislation to accelerate the effort, unquote, said the analyst. One particular. This has been Reverend Zimulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.